E. Mojo, a homeless Londoner. Everybody knows me as Mojo. I first started sleeping on the streets when I was 8 years old. I used to live with my dad. But when I was 8 years old, I was put into a children's home. Terrible things happened to me there, so I ran away. I've been sleeping rough ever since. Abused. I was sexually abused by my father. He went to prison for it, and I was sent to a children's home. But then I was abused in the children's home too. It was terrible. When I ran away, I was very, very lucky. You see, I met this woman called Jo the first night I came here. She was a homeless woman. She took care of me for the first 4 or 5 years. She taught me how to survive on the streets. I was so lucky to meet her. The big issue. Instead of begging, we sell this magazine called The Big Issue. It's a form of work. We buy them for 60 pence each, then we sell them for £1.40. That's how we make our money. I always split the money in half. Half of it goes to buy something to eat. The other half goes to buy more magazines for the next day. Food. There used to be a lot of day centres and soup kitchens where we could eat, but there are only a few of them left. Most of the time, we eat second-hand sandwiches and bags of chips. We almost never eat healthy meals. But it's food, and we eat anything. A tough life. Street life is tough. I've lost friends. I woke up next to a dead friend once. It was a cold weekend in 1996. We went to sleep with our sleeping bags over our heads to keep warm. I woke up in the morning under 6 inches of snow. I pulled the sleeping bag off my head and went to wake up my friend. I shook him, but he didn't move. I took the sleeping bag off his head, and he was just blue. He had frozen to death during the night. Many people think that we're all alcoholics and drug addicts. When we're begging or selling The Big Issue, many people won't give us anything. They believe we'll spend the money on drink or drugs. The truth is that most of us don't drink or take drugs. There is a place where homeless people can stay, but to move in there, you have to give them £25.95. That's a week's rent. It's getting in there that's a problem. To most people, £25.95 isn't a lot of money. But to me and other homeless people, that's a fortune. A dream. I have a dream in my life: to get a roof over my head and a job. I'd like to work with people that are in the same situation I've been in. I want to show them that there is hope. We are not useless. We can make something of ourselves if we get the chance. That's what most of us need. Just one chance.